Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name's Frank Allen, and I do have a very special report. Based on the news stories of today, ripped from the headlines, we understand that David Letterman has confessed to having affairs with some of his co-workers, or rather the people who work for him, the women who work for him. And we, spared no expense, got a special expert from the future, Senator Smith Smith from New York, part-time game show host from the future.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
Going quite well. How about you?
Good. My understanding is you have a lot of opinions on this David Letterman matter.
Oh, don't I ever!
Now, that's kind of strange, because you're from the future, so I wouldn't think it would affect you all that much.
Well, a lot of us in the future are kind of thinking, who didn't see this one coming?
Well, right, because you're from the future, so it already happened.
Well, yes, but come on. I mean, it was David Letterman. You kind of saw something like this coming, nonetheless.
Even though it already happened? Nonetheless what?
I'm sorry. I have taken so many years of studies into these kind of topics, and I do have a game show called Guess What That Celebrity's Doing Today, so it is kind of tough for someone like you to not be following.
I'm not following. You've completely lost me. So, you have a game show host in the future about celebrities, so that makes it relevant, but what studies? What are you talking about?
Well, here's the truth you're missing here, Frank. In the time period I come from, every celebrity is having an extramarital relationship. So...
All of them?
All of them, yeah.
So when your show says, guess what that celebrity is doing today...
It could easily be, guess who that celebrity is doing today. You get what I'm saying?
I got it. So the answer is sex. That's what the celebrity is doing today.
You simply don't say sex on the airwaves. That's not something you do.
Sex is censored?
Yes.
What do you say?
We just use these kind of words to kind of dance around the issue, you know? Come on, it's basic poli-sci, man.
Like what kind of dance? Like...
You just don't say that kind of stuff.
What? So then what kind of dancing around? What kind of dancing? Like, whoopee?
Frank, I'm not quite sure I'm following you on that, but let me just say that the stuff that Letterman does, well, everyone does it today. We just really don't talk about it, that's all.
I thought you had a whole show about it.
Well, yes, I talk about it, but the people who actually do it don't talk about it. They just kind of dance around it.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out what it is that you're allowed to say if you can't say sex. So, David Letterman made the beast with two backs. Can you say that?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that like some sort of biblical thing?
It's a biblical sex thing.
You would be so ostracized in my world.
Can we say David Letterman planted a cabbage in the sea biscuit?
No, you're just not making any sense, man.
Can you say David Letterman slipped the iron dagger into the plentiful sheath?
Look, I've been studying this a lot longer than you, okay? The correct terminology to use is riding the train through the tunnel, or the horizontal boogie, or, I don't know, making that shot into the 18th hole. Even.
Are there 17 other holes?
In the future, there is.
Okay, so we've dealt with the airwaves of the future then, so that's what we can say. So, with all this 18th hole shenanigans, is there any political ramifications? I mean, you'd know the answer because you're from the future.
And I am a senator.
From the future.
Yes. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Ramifications, non-airwave based, of the whoopee. I mean the mambo.
Isn't that a candy of some sort?
That's okay, 18th hole. The train in the hole.
We're playing golf on the train now? I don't understand.
David Letterman had sex, and I want to know what becomes of it in the future.
Usually babies.
No, I know that babies come from... He already had the sex, and there's no babies. I mean, he has babies, but they're not from the sex that we're talking about. The woman... Oh, okay. David Letterman had sex with women who worked for him. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
You presentees make no sense at all. That's what we call you, by the way. Do you remember that? We refer to you guys as the presentees.
But we're in your past. We should be pasties. You should be presentees. Everyone should be presentees, really.
We signed into law after my last appearance. You guys are now officially the presentees.
But then what? Don't you live in the present?
I live for the future.
But you live in the present.
Irrelevant.
Well, it seems relevant. But, okay, as a celebrity watcher, right?
Yes.
And a senator.
Yes.
You know about David Letterman.
Yes, and I know what he did was, wow, that's a great way to get yourself kicked out of office in my time.
Well, he doesn't have an office. He has like a studio.
Hmm. Oh, that's why he can get away with it. See, the celebrities, they can get away with it. But the politicians, well, they only get away with it if they kind of keep it under wraps.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it was a savvy move of him? Now, what he did is he was being blackmailed. And rather than give in to the blackmail, he confessed the entire shebang, so to speak, on national television. Was that savvy or was that cool? What was it?
That was so not cool. You don't talk about that kind of stuff in the future, as I just said, even if you are a celebrity. Well, I guess it's a little bit more okay if you're a celebrity and you talk about it in the future.
So what do they talk about in the future if they don't talk about sex? Seems like sex is what everybody talks about all the time.
Golf. Lots of golf.
Golf is a metaphor for sex or just regular golf?
What is it with you and sex anyway? You people, you presentees are so perverted.
You said that sex was 17th hole. I mean, 18th hole. Something about a hole.
I never officially made such a statement, and I challenge you to go back and find it.
All right, here it is. I will play it.
I don't know. Making that shot into the 18th hole.
You presentees just have some audio manipulation software you're probably using. Pretty primitive compared to what we have in the future.
What, you can make people say things in the future?
Well, yeah, but you just don't do that.
But you can.
We can, but we don't.
So, but if I gave you some money, and I said, can you make this person say that, you could do it?
Yeah, but that's, kind of illegal.
Well, in the future, it's illegal. It's not illegal in the present, because nobody's done it yet.
That's why you presentees are so very wrong.
Well, hypothetically, how much money would I have to give you to do that?
1 million, sealed manila envelope, unmarked, left in the park, under the bench.
1 million envelopes?
$1 million in an envelope.
I don't think it would fit.
Then make it a check.
You take checks?
In the future.
This is risky. Look, can I give you $1 now?
Whoa. I thought we were talking hypothetically here.
Hypothetically, could I give you $1 in a bank account now, and you could take it out in the future?
Well, yeah, I guess that would work.
All right. Sounds like a deal.
Wait.
All right. So, let me ask you this. What is it about this David Letterman thing that was so important that you felt the need to come back from the future, I mean, into the present, as you call it, to talk to us today?
Look, I've been studying this topic for a number of years now, so I know more than most other people would about this given issue. And this is it right here. This is where the trend starts. From here, all the celebrities will eventually start having extramarital affairs, and people will try to blackmail them like crazy.
Although, you know, actually, I heard he didn't even have it extramaritally. I heard he had it before he was married.
Well, then, the celebrities of the future just try to one-up that by making an extramarital.
So then, what about the celebrities in your future? By which I mean further in the future than you. What are they going to be doing?
I don't know. Do I look like I'm from the super-duper future?
Well, no, but hasn't some game show host from the super duper future come back and told you?
No.
That's fair. I guess that's about all we have to talk about David Letterman. Did you want to say anything else to our presenty listeners?
Yes. Watch the series premiere of Guess What That Celebrity Is Doing, coming in 10,000 years.
You're from 10,000 years in the future?
Yes.
I thought you... And you still know who David Letterman is? That's kind of impressive, actually.
Ancient American studies.
All right, well, thank you very much, Senator Smith. It's been a pleasure having you, and I will get you that dollar.
Hypothetical dollar.
Hypothetically, I will get to you. Hypothetical.
Sounds like a hypothetical deal.
Thank you very much.